I believe Bill, I worked with
Sergeant, how are you?
For a few years. My question is probably a concern for many people in here, if not in here, in Hudson. Mr. Haddad, I read something where you had a concern about the taxes in Hudson not being fair, or you would like to make them more fair. My question is, what does that mean, and what would be your remedy to such a situation? And that's my question.
Okay, the question.
Before you answer, if I might, again, the question that you come up with is should be for both candidates. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, so okay. They both get the answer.
The way for taxes to be fair is for assessments to be fair and appraisals to be fair, because we work on an equalization. But what we need to look at, that some, there are a number of our buildings in the city that are taxed less than what they would. Now, they're, in many cases, they generate a revenue stream for the owner, and that building is left intentionally underdeveloped. It's in a condition that when the assessment is done, it's a lower assessment. But yet there are people living in that building, many of whom are paying or paying a very good rent, or it's being provided, and what that is unequal. And by that revenue stream being generated, what you do in fact is lower all of our taxes long term within our cap. So when I talk about fairness, it means that every, and we can drive through the city and we can point many of these buildings out. What they do is, by being left undeveloped or empty, they in fact negatively impact you and I, who pay our taxes and keep our properties up. That's one way to generate revenue. The other way is to encourage people with buildings that are currently empty to populate those buildings. They either populate them through residences or through businesses. If in fact it's a commercial building, there are very few empty commercial buildings. We're mostly speaking about residential buildings here. And that is a way to make taxation fair for all of us, as opposed to leaving intentionally buildings undeveloped and underutilized in order not to be faced with the same tax burden that you and I share. So that's one way to do it. That makes it fair, and I think that everybody in this room would agree to that.
Thank you. Dave, in lowering taxes, we need to find a way to bring revenue here to the city of Hudson. We need economic development. We need to broaden our economic development and our business base to lower taxes. Remember, there's a 2% tax cap that the city is going to have to work under. With that said, there's $870,000 under that cap that the city is going to have to make up somewhere. So in order to lessen the burden on taxpayers and city residents, I think the next mayor needs to work closely with the treasurer, consider consolidated services if possible, reduce spending wisely with reducing services, look very closely at expenditures, and do things smarter and more cost effective. And we need to do, under the 2% tax cap, we need to ask our departments to do more with less and really expand the tax base in the city of Hudson by bringing new businesses into the city of Hudson to expand our tax base to lower taxes.
I thank you both.
Thank you.
As we go to the next individual, there are 5 seats up here if anyone needs to take a seat. They're folk in the hall.